Welcome back to another episode of From Dude to Dad. I am Chris Pagula.
And I am Brian Laurel.
And we are here every week to give some information and tips to new dads, veteran dads, all dads. And today's tips we are going to be focusing on is summertime.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing? Summertime. What do you do with your kids now that summer's here and all schedules go out the window? Kind of crazy.
Yeah. When I was younger, you don't think about it. You're just like, yeah, I'm not in school anymore. And then you always hit that, I'm bored, probably about week two or week three of summer vacation. Now that I have kids, and my kids are younger. I mean, my daughter was in preschool, but it's here in Arizona. I mean, today, I think we're looking at 118 today.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
18? So, Jesus, what's the highest it's ever gotten there?
The highest since I've lived here. I mean, I've lived here most of my life with the exception of a little bit of time I was over in Los Angeles, but I think the hottest it ever got here was 123.
Holy crap. Yeah.
And it was like I remember that day when I went out. This is back in the day when my parents actually got the newspaper, but I went out in the driveway to go get the paper and I stepped outside and I felt like I had stepped, and this is at like 7:30. And I was like, whoa, this is like freaking hot. It was already like 108, I think, at 7:30 in the morning or so. It was nuts.
Dude, you could probably fry an egg.
Oh, yeah, people were doing that. People were frying eggs. People were putting cookie sheets with cookie dough on their dashboards inside their car. Because, of course, it gets to, like, you know, whatever, 180 degrees in the car, whatever the hell it was. So, yeah, it was nutty. But
yeah, because that makes sense, because you just want to cook, you know, in a car, like do something that is potentially germs.
Yeah, and, yeah, exactly. You know, it's salmonella and everything. So,
yeah, yeah. Well, you know what, Brian? I just want to say one thing. Yeah. You said something interesting that I haven't replied to. So, when you were younger and you were like, oh, it's boring, a good response is only boring people are boring.
Yes.
So, you're not boring. Or only boring people get bored.
Now that it's that. And then a friend of mine was like, I don't know what to do. And she was like, make your own fun. Make your own fun. That was the thing that she would say, is make your own fun, whether it's, you know, a game, make up a game, go outside and play, go swimming, you know, do some arts and crafts. And so that's what we're going to talk about in this episode, is, you know, at different stages of where your child is at, is how to deal with summer. Now, if you're a working dad and your life doesn't, you know, change a whole lot, and you actually leave home, you're not working from home, you're back to regular life now, this may not impact you, but as a guy, as a husband, as a dad, you should put some thought into this and offer some suggestions and maybe even kind of coordinate some stuff for not only the sake of your kids, but the sake of your significant other, because that's a lot of pressure. I was talking to my wife about this like 2 weeks ago. Just there's a lot of pressure to keep the kids entertained, no matter what age they are.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And, you know, now that summer is here, schedules tend to lighten up a bit. So it's a great opportunity for you, Dad, to bond more with your kids and be able to, you know, have what you just mentioned, Brian, like great experiences, depending on the age of your child. But if it's a newborn, you know, and you can hopefully commit more time to helping out around the house and helping out with your partner or bonding with your kid. But I, you know, I think the more challenging part comes to those like kindergarten age on, you know, of just entertaining them. It's funny because I'm thinking about when I was a kid in the summertime, we used to make our own slip and slides.
Oh, nice.
We would get like polyethylene. I don't even know why we had polyethylene. I don't even know. Like, you could probably go to Home Depot and get it, right? And we'd use like Dawn soap.
Oh, wow.
And put it on there with a hose and literally just like go at it down a hill. And it would be so much fun. Of course, I had older siblings, so they were my entertainment,
right?
You know, being the fifth of six. But man, it's just like you can get creative with some things you can do. Making your own, what is it? The,
slime.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many fun things, especially for, you know, being creative and dad stuff, you know.
And if you Google or go on, actually probably better yet to go to YouTube, just Google, like, you know, activities to entertain a kindergartner, activities to entertain an 8-year-old, and you'll find a bunch of stuff. And what Chris was just saying about the slime, like, I didn't realize how you made slime. And it's like,
right,
probably you have all that stuff at home. And for a kid, that is like the best. Not only making it is fun, but then they'll sit at the freaking kitchen table and play with that for hours if it's the right kid. Not so much with my kid. My kid is like 10 minutes and she's on to the next activity. But there's a lot you can do, things you can suggest. And it's like, you know, artsy, craftsy type things, or things that are kind of, DIY kind of things, because kids like...
You know what fun things... Oh, sorry.
No,
I'm totally cutting you off, Brian. There was years ago, I did a couple videos for this one website on fun things to do with your kids. And they were like silly, like how to do an exploding bag. And it was literally like putting... peroxide and baking soda in a bag and it just like explodes, putting a Coca-Cola bottle and a Mento and you see it explode. Do you ever do that? You put it in there?
You know what? I didn't. And you know what? Look what I have in my pocket right here.
No,
Mento. I have some Mentos in here. And you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to go buy a bottle of Coke today and I'm going to freak my kids out. I'm going to show them.
You know what we should do? I'm going to find those videos and we can post them on the site because, repost them, because there was even, I went as far as making a volcano. I did this whole thing.
Wow.
Where I got like, you know, the clay and the screen to put the clay on. And in the center of it was the concept of putting Coke and dropping the Mento in it.
That's cool.
And it literally just explodes. It's fun. So we'll put that on there. But you can get creative with a lot of things. You know?
Yeah,
kids will love it.
I mean, depending on where you're at, probably the go-to is go outside. Whether it's, you know, go out front and play, ride your bike, go play with your friends, go down to the park, or play in the backyard, or go swimming, or, make a slip and slide, play in the fort, play in the swing set, whatever. That's probably your go-to most of the time, but you're going to need, I mean, the kids, they're going to get tired of that eventually. And so, I mean, you could do things, and this is, like, nerdy, but I liked this as a kid, is at my, I know people probably don't go to libraries anymore, but when I was younger, they had these reading programs at the library, and if you read X number of books a week, you would get ribbons, like little like awards. And then at the end of the summer, depending on how many books you read, they gave like movie passes and and not every library does this, but a lot do and still do, or they'll give you a pass to go to, you know, whatever, get pizza at a certain place or get an ice cream cone. So that could be, if they're the right age and you're trying to encourage them to read, that could be, something, fun to do, cooking together, they can cook with mom.
Definitely.
Or they can, depending on their age, it can kind of help you barbecue or at least prep the stuff for the barbecue, going for a hike and, going camping, even if it's just camping in your backyard. If you have a tent and you go on camping trips, if you have that stuff, make it fun and, camp out in the backyard. And then one thing that I liked to do, and I don't even think my parents encouraged, I mean, it's not that they discouraged it, but I initiated it, was starting a business. Like, I remember one summer I mowed yards and then the good old lemonade stand
For sure.
And so
cookies.
That was fun. And we made some money as well. So, Chris, with your kids, as they were growing up, what were some go-tos with you all during the summer? And we'll get into vacations here in a minute too, but, as far as just activities, what are some things that worked with your kids?
Man, well, I mean, we were fortunate enough to have a pool, so those were always like the fun times. So, of like hanging out in the pool, swimming together. Mm-hmm. But my kids used to love too, when they were younger, going to the park. The park is always like a no-brainer, especially if you have the time to, go and hang out, before work or after work. So, but I used to also love, we would make forts in the house, blankets and the mattresses and whatnot, and just totally have like a good old time and keep it in the family room so that you can watch TV and hide in there and stuff. So that was kind of like our major go-through that the kids loved.
That's great. Yeah. You know, and there's lots of things outside, like depending on what your setup is at your house, you know, if you have an area with some soil, or whether it's a full on garden or maybe just like a little pot, like go to Home Depot and buy like a decent sized pot and some soil and some seeds, and let your kids grow some carrots or some herbs or something that they may eat, or just even if it's just flowers, and them having to wanting to take care of it every day and water it and then seeing them grow. And then again, if it is food, then you have the joy of actually eating whatever it is when it's grown. One thing we did, last summer is we bought a bird feeder that had like suction cups that went on one of our, on the outside of one of our windows. And our windows were, or on this particular window, is kind of slightly tinted, but we put bird, you know, seed in there. And then my girls would sit in the window and just sit there for, you know, 20, 30 minutes at a time and watch the birds come and just eat. And they just thought that that was the funniest thing. And so they'd laugh awesome. And laugh. And yeah. A lot of times they'd get a little rambunctious and hit the window, and then the birds would fly away for a few minutes. But like, that was fun. And, you know, like Chris said, you know, making the little clubhouses or the forts out of blankets, or if you have
science experiments are always cool too. Like, did you ever make, rock candy?
No. No,
no,
that sounds delicious.
Oh my God, that was so, oh man, it's just, and it's simple. You literally get like a glass of sugar water, and you put a string with a pencil, you tie a string to a pencil, mm-hmm. and you just put it in there and you let it stay in there. And then after days, like it just forms on the actual string, rock candy.
Wow, okay.
It's bizarre.
I don't again, know if I did something that right. to YouTube. Something
now, everybody will try doing this, and then it's like watching paint dry, though.
Yeah, well, no, but it's I think it's good because like for my kids, their attention span is so small, so it's like okay, like the rock candy thing. Okay, we're gonna get this set up, and that takes 20 minutes or so, and right, then okay, then
check it every
let's
day.
Leave that alone, and then let's go water our plant over here, and then let's go do this, and you know, keep in mind things that may be boring to you are a blast to them because it's new, like. I mean, you're, they're not going to spend, well, maybe they will spend hours and hours upon it. But like, if you have a set of dominoes, like, well, you could teach them how to play dominoes, but like teaching them how to set them up and then tapping them where they all, you know, fall over and everything, right. Like that is just like little, you know, simple things that, that you're able to do, you know, doing, you know, teaching them, you know, origami or whatever. There's so, again, age appropriate, and you know what your kids are capable of, skill wise, but there's just so many things that are just like simple that I think could be fun. A friend of mine, I thought this was kind of cute. This was, several months ago, but they were at the park and they brought a big blanket and they're laying under a tree and they were just hanging out, and there was just a ton of clouds. And so, my buddy was taking pictures. They were looking, I'm like, oh, that's an elephant and that's a duck and whatever. So my buddy with his phone took pictures of a bunch of the clouds. And then a couple of days later, they were sitting on the couch and he gave the phone to their kids and said, okay, there, here are the pictures of the clouds, draw the elephant on top of, you know, with the little draw program on his phone. And so they were drawing the, you know, or trying to draw the animals on top of the shape of the clouds. And again, it's just like little simple
cool.
things. I mean, going on, you know, the, you know, depending on where you live, there may be some kind of wildlife preserve that maybe you can go and,
right.
and go look at the animals or go bird watching, or, you know,
museums are always a great place to go to
indoors museums, you know,
like, yeah. Love in New York, the Museum of Natural History was like our one favorite place for as many years as we, you know, lived there and would visit. It was always like, let's go to the Museum of Natural History. You know, it's just kind of like the place to go.
We, and it, you know, a little bit of a challenge now, and you may not be comfortable with it, but, there was a movie theater chain, well, a couple of them here in Arizona, and they do this everywhere, where they have like a summer movie program where you like spend like $6 and you get like 10 weeks worth of movies. It's like ridiculously cheap, and they're all older movies that they're bringing back. You know, it's, you know, whatever Shrek and Moana and whatever it is, but it's something that you can plan on. It's, you know, you pick one day a week. So it's like, okay, every Tuesday morning at 9:30 for the next 10 weeks, we know we're going to be inside. It's going to be air conditioned. It's a movie, and get the kids some popcorn, and they're sitting still, hopefully for, you know, an hour and a half. You know, there's all kinds of programs like that that you can check out in addition to, you know, going to the museum. Because I think that's probably the,
you know, you're just reminding me, Brian. Sorry, you're just reminding me of drive-in movies. I mean, they're becoming
popular. Oh, that's fun.
Now since,
that's
like,
fun.
COVID.
If you can find one.
Kids to drive-in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I remember growing up, I mean, we used to go to the drive-in movie all the time, and we'd have fun because we would hide underneath the covers in the back, and my dad would tell them, like, we only had, like, three people as opposed to, like, all six of us just because
that's
it would
awesome.
Make us, like, oh, that's cool. You know, but drive-in movie theaters, especially in the summertime, are really cool and fun.
And if your kids are older, too, and you do want to go to the movies, you know, go to a matinee. I mean, movies are so freaking expensive. They're so expensive now. But, you know, go to a matinee when it's, you know, when it's cheaper. You know, take little road trips or day trips, you know, depending on where you live. Like, you know, we live close to, like, Sedona, Arizona. And if you just want to, you know, kind of get out of the, you know, heat here in the valley, it's like, okay, you go drive north for an hour and a half, and it's, you know, it's 20, 30 degrees cooler, and you have these, you know, beautiful, majestic mountains. You can go on hikes. You can go on the little Jeep tours. You know, there's, you know, minor league, major league baseball. There's so many,
so many
things. And maybe there's a, like, there was a, like a farm that was not too far from where we live. And during the summer, they would have like all these little programs and you could go, they had a little petting zoo there. You could see little baby chicks that were being born. Mm. And then the kids kind of learn about, you know, farming and, you know, and it's just things that may be simple to you or that are so basic that you don't think about them anymore are new to your kids, depending on their age. So there's,
you know,
lots
Brian,
of things
I think
to do.
Also it's and I think it's important for dads to kind of get a mindset for the summertime, not thinking like, oh, I got to be productive and work and more time to work. Da, 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 da. You know, like if your kid comes to you like, hey, dad, can we do this? You know, you don't want to shut them out because, you know, obviously work is important, but it's about like letting them knowing or telling your child that you're interested and involved, mm-hmm. you know, so you don't want to shut them down. You definitely want to be available and find the time to connect with your kids. So if you can't do it immediately, you know, if your kid's like, oh, dad, can we do this? Da, 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 da. You'd be like, you know, maybe not right now. We will do it in, you know, whatever time you can do it. But make sure you find the effort and time to commit, especially in the summertime, because there's a lot of time for you to bond. Mm. It's a great time.
And if you are working, I mean, there's the weekends, but also the days are longer and, you know, the sun's not going down till like 8:30 at night. So you roll... You know, you roll in at 6 o'clock and have dinner and you're done by 6:45. You still got some daylight time to go out and ride bicycles or go outside with the kid with the sidewalk chalk and just go sit in the driveway and let the kids go, you know, go nuts out there. Let them collect rocks
chalk.
And paint rocks.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
chalk is the best on the sidewalks. Although I got to say somebody recently like had their kids, I guess, on our block and wrote chalk all over the place on like our gate and on our wooden gate and on our wall and all. And I was just like, what? But chalk is cool. Thank God it erases.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
we did the whole thing that was kind of during COVID was you take painter's tape and you make a giant, like a 6 or 8 foot square. And then inside you start just taking tape and just making different designs and connecting them. And you're basically, it's almost like a like stained glass, and then you take the colored chalk and you color in this little square, and you color in that triangle and that rectangle, and it becomes like a mosaic. I'll have to send you a picture of the one my kids did.
Yeah,
and then you pull the painter's tape off of it, and it's really cool. It's almost like
you got to post
like
that on our site.
Stained glass. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. That's a great craft to do, you know, and I'm sure it takes time.
Something that, and we'll wrap this up in a few minutes. And again, we're just kind of just throwing out ideas, guys, but seriously, when your wife is like, I don't know what to do with the freaking kids, I'm going out of my mind, or you're in that place. So, flying a kite, we did that last summer. Well, we tried to a couple of times. It would be sort of windy, and then we would go, okay, let's go. And then we get outside and there's no wind. But if you got some wind, like think ahead, go on Amazon, go to Target, whatever, buy a kite or two and just have them at the ready. And then when it gets super windy, it's like, let's go outside, because that is fun. Water guns are always fun in the pool or in the backyard, out front, hula hoop contest, jump ropes, all these things that are just like so simple. that
I wish my kids were young that we could do this again now, because
are you getting bummed out now that you can't interested. Do that? Yeah. Miniature golf, you know. So I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things that that you can do, and depending on the type of, you know, or where you live in the country. I mean, maybe you've got lightning bugs that you can catch at night.
You know,
having a bonfire if you have the space for that, doing an
out. Oh, yeah, Brian, you're just like a plethora of ideas.
I am. Well, it's also because I did a little bit of research beforehand. I was looking at a website, but
there you go.
But it's just there's just so many things that you can do. And, you know, if the kids want to bake something, and then you put them in little bags or tins and leave them for your neighbors or something and make that kind of fun. I think that what Chris said earlier is just the most important thing, is just like hands-on things, like the science thing, the things that they can do to just to kind of work their brain and to work their imagination are great. And then when you have older kids, then it's like, you know, then you're obviously your options are going to change, but that's when you, hey, let's go see a matinee movie, or, you know what, I'm going to come home from work early and we're going to go to a baseball game, or, you know, just finding things that
or go to a theme park.
Go to a theme park. I mean, we haven't even really gotten into vacations, because that's really kind of a personal thing, and depending on what your budget is or whatever. But the I think the main point of this for Chris and I is to, one, remind you as a dad that regardless of what your how much you work, this is not all on your significant other, nor is it all on your kids to find ways to entertain themselves. And you putting some effort into it will end up helping your significant other, but also you're just making some cool memories. I mean,
yeah,
you're doing some fun stuff. It's like, Dad, remember in the summers when we used to go fishing? You'd come home from work early once every couple of weeks, and we'd go fishing. I mean, kids remember that stuff. Kids remember
build those memories now. Yeah, invest. It's like bank deposits, you know, into your savings account.
It is. So, it really is. Yeah. So, all right. Well, what do you say we get out of here, Chris? And yep. We will talk to you next time on From Dude to Dad.